Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvin, and my focus is to help creative female entrepreneurs become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly and gain the time freedom they need with their loved ones. In today's episode, you will learn how to use an automated webinar funnel to generate sales 24/7. Are you ready? All right, let's get into it. So if you ever came across the automated webinar funnel and wondered how you can set up one, then this episode is for you. It is possible that you have attended several webinars in the past over the last number of years. Some were great and others were not so good. You probably even thought to yourself that setting up one of these can take a lot of work. I have to tell you that I set up an automated webinar recently, and the most difficult aspect was, believe it or not, the presentation. While the technology may seem complicated at first, it is all about logistics. For any small business, an entrepreneur, or even a solopreneur, setting up an automated webinar funnel is like cloning yourself. So by the end of this episode, you should have a better understanding of webinar sales funnels in order to use them in your business. It will help you reduce errors and get your own automated webinar funnel up and running in double quick time so that you can skip the stress and heartache of starting it from scratch. Right. So what is an automated webinar funnel anyway? If you are brand new to sales funnels and webinar funnels, don't worry. I covered an entire episode on this topic recently. You can check it out. I've left a link in the show notes to the topic on what a sales funnel is and the different types of sales funnels. You can head over to the show notes at successunscrambled.com/automated-webinar-funnel, and that's automated-webinar-funnel. So can you recall the last time you attended a webinar what the experience was like? You probably clicked on a link or entered a special code and entered your email address and name, and you selected your preferred option when it came to actually logging into the webinar itself. Most webinars last for at least an hour, so you probably also saw slides and heard a person talking in the background, and in some cases you even saw the person talking. During the webinar, you learn a few fascinating things, and you were given the option at the end of the webinar to join a specific program that will accelerate your results. Well, an automated webinar is just like that, except for the fact that it is recorded and the entire thing runs on autopilot. Does that mean that it's all fake? Well, not exactly. In fact, not at all. In fact, the benefits of automated webinars suits both parties, and I will explain what I mean a little bit. So why use an automated webinar funnel in your business? So you're probably thinking, how on earth can this benefit your business? Well, remember earlier I mentioned about the ability to clone yourself? Let me put things into perspective for you. Imagine for a few minutes you wanted to do a webinar to generate sales for your business, and you decided to do it over a 5-day period. You decide, okay, I'll do it twice a day for 5 days, and at the end, you were able to sign up 20 new clients. This is excellent news. You get 20 new clients and you are tired because doing a webinar 10 times, the same webinar 10 times in 1 week, is not an easy task. Wouldn't it be great if you can sign up 10 to 20 more clients every week of the year? That's 52 times 10. That's 520 new clients every week of the entire year, without the stress and exhaustion. The good news is that you can do it using an automated webinar funnel. One of the reasons why webinars work so well is that you are able to develop the know, like, and trust factors with your client or ideal client in the period of the webinar, which is about 60 to 90 minutes. So the actual presentation is about 45 minutes, And then they present their signature program, which is about 15 minutes. And then you spend another half an hour answering questions, frequently asked questions at the end. So other methods of achieving this are using things like blog posts in combination with a series of emails, or even using Instagram stories or YouTube videos or even Facebook live events. The difference is the other methods don't, they don't get conversions that quickly, like in a 60 to 90 minute period. You probably have to do a series of Facebook live events, a series of Instagram stories. The blog post has to be done in combination with other things, the YouTube videos as well. That's probably have to be in a series in order to get that kind of return on investment in for that short period of time, which is 60 to 90 minutes. And that's generally speaking. So now that you know about the automated webinar funnel, what are the items that you need to set one up yourself? Well, before I get into the details, another name for an automated webinar funnel that runs 24/7 is called an evergreen webinar funnel. In other words, not all automated funnels are evergreen because some of them are only available for a few days or a few weeks. So let's look at a list of items that you need to have in order to set up your very own automated webinar sales funnel. So number one, you need a landing page for registration with a countdown timer, an email autoresponder, a lead magnet for those who attend. That's number three. Four, you need slides for the presentation, your signature offer, the recording of your presentation. Seven, it's a webinar software, thank you pages for post registration and for those who purchase. And that's number eight. And number nine, you need a platform to deliver your product or service that you're offering, your signature offer, basically. So now that you have a fair idea of what you need to create your very own automated webinar funnel, let's look at the process to get one set up. So number one on the list was the landing page registration. This may sound a little bit scary at first, but trust me on this one. It is okay to set up your landing page and let it go live 2 to 3 weeks, 10 weeks, 5 weeks, few days, depending on how fast you work, before the webinar is actually ready for the people to view it. So say, for example, you decide you're going to build a list of, I don't know, 100 prospects who you'd like to see this particular webinar. But then if it's an evergreen automated one, it doesn't matter how many people on the list. You just need one person. That's it. To join your list for it to be something that will actually take place. And of course, the drop-off rate can be between 25 to 50%. Of people who sign up to actually those who actually watch the webinar. But trust me, this works. I've done it in the past and I was really surprised at the people who actually went on to watch it because I was thinking, I don't think this will work, but it actually does. So go ahead, choose a date between 2 to 3 weeks in the future, write that date down and then create your landing page so people can start signing up and joining your list. It's so exciting. You can use a landing page creation software like Elementor to create your webinar signup page. I've included an example of what it looks like in the show notes. You can head over to successunscrambled.com/automated-webinar-funnel, and that's automated-webinar-funnel. So as I said, I've included one example of one in the show notes. So I have to tell you that Elementor is a great landing page builder. How do I word it carefully? You're better off buying a template from someone who's created it, webinar landing pages, or use one of their templates. You can create one from scratch, but what I've discovered over time is that Elementor have upgrades of their software every few weeks, especially if you're in the pro version as well. And that those upgrades can actually break your custom pages. So, go use this with caution, but decide which one you want to do. So you take the template that's already there and you can modify it to your existing requirements. And if it is you want something that is much easier, that wouldn't break, that is guaranteed to work, and especially since this is an automated webinar funnel, you can use one from ClickFunnels. Again, I've included a screenshot in the show notes, so you can take a look at that. The difference between the two platforms, that's ClickFunnels and Elementor, is, of course, the price. Elementor has a free version, and if you prefer to use one of the templates from the pro version, it's $49 a year, and you can grab the pro version. I've left a link in the show notes. ClickFunnels, on the other hand, has a 14-day free trial. But since this is an automated webinar, you have to consider the cost. It's $97 a month when you sign up for the actual, platform. I multiply that by 12, it's about $1,200 a year. Obviously, if you're getting conversions, then you have already paid for the software that you're using. And number two, we've got the email autoresponder. So after a potential client sign up, they would need an email telling them what to do next. This can be automated using an email autoresponder like ConvertKit, MailChimp, or MailerLite. You can feel free to check out my detailed review of ConvertKit versus MailChimp. I've left the link in the show notes. It would make sense to set these up before you publish your webinar registration page so that when someone signs up, they get the email straight away telling them what to do next and what to access the webinar or how long they have to wait or anything like that. If you are on a low budget, then it is okay to use something like MailerLite or MailChimp. MailChimp obviously is free, and so is MailerLite. ConvertKit, on the other hand, it's $29 a month. And both of them are free. MailerLite and MailChimp are free up to 1,000 subscribers. But I mean, if you're getting to 1,000 people signing up for your webinar, then it's pretty good. And you're probably going to get a lot of conversions from that. If, however, you're more savvy, you want a more savvy autoresponder, you can check out ConvertKit yourself and pick it up there. I've left a link in the show notes. Remember that you will also need emails sent to remind registrants to attend the webinar on the dates and times they choose, as well as reminders for those who did not attend the webinar so that they can actually watch the replay. Yes, you'll need another set of emails for those who attended but did not purchase so that they can avail of that special bonus within X days. So fast action takers get whatever bonus that is. The final email type then is the one that delivers a lead magnet or the bonus for those who did attend and stayed until the end. You can also leave a link to the free gift or the bonus in the chat window, but most people will say, okay, I'll check my emails and get it there. So you can still use both options. At number three, we've got the lead magnet or bonus for attendees. So it would make sense to have a reward to encourage people to sign up for the webinar to actually attend the full presentation. And this is because they most likely will not purchase until they see your signature offer. And the signature offer is not going to be able, they won't be able to see it until they've actually attended the presentation and stay all the way until the end. So your lead magnet could be anything that will help them use the knowledge that they gained during the presentation to accelerate it in some way or to implement it much quicker or something like that. Some ideas could include a cheat sheet, a checklist, even a Trello board. Whatever you decide, ensure that it's relevant and irresistible. At number four, we've got the slides for the presentation. So after so many years since the first PowerPoint presentation, you will think that there was another way to present your content. Since this is what has worked for countless number of marketers, you might as well stick to what works. It does mean that you will need to create content that delivers value to your audience. These presentation topics are normally focused on the what, but excludes the how. And here are a few examples of topics that you can use by replacing your own topic on it. So I'm giving you some broad general topics. So for example, what you need to know before starting your blank. For example, starting your chart topping podcast. Five places to find popular topics, blog topics. You're just listing the places. You're not actually showing them how. So for example, one of the popular places to find popular blog topics is BuzzSumo. Was it BuzzFeed? One of them. And there's a specific way you go about finding these topics to make sure that you're picking the right ones based on certain criteria. So you can show people, you can find it using this particular application, but you don't show them how to select a shortlist of those topics. The seven deadly blank of blank. The seven deadly sins of small business owners. And number three, sorry, not number four, three reasons why your blank is not blank. And I have three reasons why your blog is not ranking on Google. So remember, all of these are just the what. You're showing them the what. You're not going to show them how to get it done, because the how is your signature offer. So I think you get the idea from these specific examples. Next, we're going to look at the signature offer. So now that you have the content ready and placed onto the slides, it is time to consider your signature offer. At the end of your webinar topic, you will ask the audience permission to show them a way that they can work with you using your proven system to get the how done. One of the areas I struggle with the most when creating my signature offer is making it look good. A secret to achieving an offer that looks good during a webinar is to hire a graphic designer to do it all for you. So for example, you have a course that has some bonuses. So an online course with videos, and you've got some bonuses like templates, check sheets, checklists, whatever. And then you've got, say, one or two other collaborators giving their bonuses on that. How do you take that and make it look really good, sort of visually on the slides? And that is what I'm talking about, making it look really good. I'm not a graphic designer. Like, I can create pins, I can create social media graphics, etc., but I'm not one who would actually take all of that stuff and make it look eye-popping, you know, attractive. I want one sort of look. If you can't afford a graphic designer, if you're on a tight budget, you can check out Monica's Practical Funnels templates. I've left a link in the show notes. She has some really good templates that will help you make your products or services or your offer look good. Remember that people buy from you based on the way your product or program looks during the presentations, as well as the ability for it to solve their pressing need. Okay, at number six, we've got recording the presentation. So once you're happy with the way your slides look and feel, it is time to record it without errors. And I have to laugh, because when I was doing my webinar presentation, and I did more than once, I had to redo it maybe five times, because there were some really simple mistakes, like grammatical errors on the slides. Something should have come before something else. You know, just really simple, straightforward things that I could have caught if I had spent time doing a few, like reading it a few times. So my advice to you is that you read it aloud a few times and even pretend to do a recording before you hit the record button. I use Keynote to create my presentations because I am on a Mac, and then I do the actual recording using QuickTime. You can use something totally different, but I'm just telling you what I use. To get the best quality, what I do is I take it then and upload it to Filmora. I use Filmora 9 to edit it and render it. And then I do this after I'm happy with the actual final recording. Then I head over to Auphonic to take care of the actual audio leveling. Because if you're doing a presentation that's an hour long, like you're talking for an hour straight, you may say, okay, I need to make it feel real. I need to take a sip of water because I'm tired or whatever. But your throat, just like how I'm recording this particular podcast, your throat gets tired. And so you would not have a consistent volume throughout the entire recording. That's why I use something like Auphonic, which is an audio leveler. And it will actually make sure the actual recording from start to finish is all leveled. And Auphonic, you head over to the show notes, successonscramble.com/automated webinar funnel, and you get all of the resources I just mentioned there, step by step. Other solutions include ScreenFlow and Camtasia, if you have the budget available to buy those. Camtasia obviously is very, very good. And there are other, like, there are tons of solutions in the market to do screen recording. So just remember that your voice is going to get tired after you've done this recording a few times. And, you know, simple things, like one of the things on the slides is when I did the presentation of the actual signature offer, the pricing didn't add up, or the pricing was wrong, or, you know, some really silly things on the slide. So just remember to check that when you, before you actually do the recording. Okay. At number 7, we've got the actual webinar software itself. And I know we've gone through so much and we're now getting to the webinar software. Okay, so if you completed the last 6 steps, then this next step involves signing up for a webinar software, which is simple. There are so many webinar applications on the market. It is amazing that they are all profitable. Not all of them come with auto webinar capabilities, but here's a list of the ones that are available at the time of recording this particular episode. So System is a number 1, so that's SYSTEME. Again, head over to the show notes, successonscramble.com/automated-webinar-funnel, and that's automated-webinar-funnel, so that you can actually get access to all of the resources I'm mentioning here. So System is not number 1. Ever Webinar is the next one up. The Easy Webinar, BlueJeans, Livestorm, Webinar Ninja, Stealth Webinar, which I think is, oh my goodness, it's so expensive and it's quite clunky. I don't know if it's changed in the last 12 to 18 months. But when I was looking at it as an option, I thought, oh my gosh, the amount of added elements, and then they help you set it up, and it's kind of clunky looking, but I still added it here because if you're looking for an enterprise level automated webinar application, then Stealth Webinar might be the one that you would need. And then last one on the list is Webinar Kit. And I'm sure there are one or two others that I haven't added here, but you can do a Google search in the meantime if it is you want, or have a look at the ones I've included in the show notes. Many of them come with pre-built landing page templates for registration, as well as thank you pages. And with the help of ThriveCart, and that's ThriveCart, T-H-R-I-V-E, cart, all one word, you can include upsells, downsells, and order bumps to increase your return on investment. You can also integrate whatever you're using as your webinar software with Deadline Funnel to, I suppose, create a bit of urgency around your offer. Okay, so just remember all of these elements. You know, it's not just a setting up the webinar, opt webinar. You just want to get, because people are signing up for this, they're watching it for an hour, you've built that know, like, and trust. So you might as well get them to take an action by, you know, giving them options to make a purchase, whether it be the signature offer, a downsell, or maybe they've bought the signature offer and you might sell them an add-on like one-on-one coaching or done for you something or other. You know, just maximize your return on investment. Okay, number 8. Ooh, we have so many things here. So number 8 is your program delivery platform. So of course, you will need a way to deliver your signature offer. It is possible that you decide that you want to offer a live masterclass as a signature course, or even a coaching program. Whatever you decide, here are some great platforms or tools that you can use for delivery. You've got Thinkific, Teachable, Podia, and Podia, Kajabi, Kartra, Acuity, Gumroad, and Payhip. I've used Kajabi and Podia as a student, but not as a person delivering a course, but I've used both of those platforms. I've used Thinkific and Teachable as a course creator. I've used Acuity all the time, all the week, or nearly every week. Kartra, I've used it to create an online course. Gumroad, I've used it as a student as well. Looks good for delivering books and stuff. And I've also used Payhip as a course creator, or as a product creator, should I say. So I wouldn't recommend something that I'm totally alien to. I've used all of these platforms one way or the other, and they're quite good. Acuity is good for one-on-one coaching. So say, for example, you are actually just selling one-on-one coaching and you just need someone to pay for it, and then you deliver the actual coaching via Zoom, for example, and you can attach or integrate Acuity with Zoom. As you can see, the options are endless, and it's up to you to decide the media that suits your audience. I wrote an extensive post, and I even did a podcast on by reviewing Teachable versus Thinkific. I've left a link in the show notes for that. So you can head over to successonscramble.com/automated-webinar-funnel. That's automated-webinar-funnel. All right, so webinar funnel example. So you may be someone, you listen to listening to this particular podcast episode and you're thinking, if only I can see what that looks like, because not all of us are only, many of us are visual and we can see, you know, what it looks like in, you know, what a layout of the land looks like. So if you're a visual person like me, it can be hard to read all of the steps or listen to all of the steps over a podcast episode that I outlined. So I gave a visual example of this in one of the previous podcast episodes, but just in case you missed it, and that is in the show notes itself. If you missed it, I've actually included it in the show notes again, but this time the image has a lot more detail in terms of which software application to use at which stage. So head over to the show notes, successunscrambled.com/automated webinar funnel. And you'll get to see, I guess, a visual of what this looks like up close and personal. Okay. As you would see, it is not necessarily a very complex funnel. Well, if you have any experience with funnels at all. In fact, the most complex part of the funnel is knowing what to talk about for the first 45 minutes of the presentation. You just need to remember that it is all about delivering unbelievable value without giving away the how. All right. So in summary, while the procedure for creating an automated webinar funnel may not be an easy one, the rewards that you reap can be endless, simply because it is like cloning a version of yourself that does not get tired or stressed. One key consideration is that you may need to update the recording every few months if the information you deliver changes over time. So like, for example, if you're delivering some kind of information around social media applications or social media schedulers, you know, those things, unfortunately, they change over time. It is a great way to build your email list with fresh leads every day of the year. When you decide to launch a new program, it will be easy to contact those on your existing email list with your new offer. At the end of the day, it will take a bit of trial and error to get your funnel working like a well-oiled machine. So remember to implement tracking software and take a look at your analytics to optimize everything. Over to you. What has been your experience with creating automated webinar funnels? Let me know over in the show notes, in the comments. Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Your positive review of this podcast is vital to keeping it alive and running for the next 12 to 24 months. So please leave a positive review for us on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. If you're wondering how to get visitors to your webinar funnel using Pinterest traffic, then take a look at the resource that I've left in the show notes. Head over to successunscrambled.com/automated webinar funnel. That's automated-webinar-funnel. Do you prefer to use organic traffic from Google for your funnel, but you need to improve your SEO skills? Then grab the SEO resource that I've left in the show notes. I left a link there. Grab it while it's free. If you want to get paid traffic instead of free traffic to your funnel using promoted pins, then you need to take a look at Monica's course. I've left a link again in the show notes. Each day you wait to start achieving your goals is a day wasted that you could never replace. My focus continues to be helping creative entrepreneurs like yourself to get the visibility and assistance that they need to take their business to the next level so that they can get back to their zone of genius and have tons of free time left over to cuddle with their loved ones. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.